From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This year, Super Tuesday is very much a night for the Democrats. But of course, the GOP is closely watching the outcome of today's voting, and joining us now with a Republican perspective on events is Scott Stenzel, who's press secretary for the Bush-Cheney campaign. And Scott Stenzel, first, can you tell us exactly what happened tonight? Was there a phone conversation, a phone call placed by President Bush to Senator Kerry?
There was, Robert. At about 7:50 tonight, President Bush called Senator Kerry. He told Senator Kerry that he had an impressive victory tonight, and indicated that he won the nomination against a very tough field. And President Bush said that he was looking forward to a spirited race. And Senator Kerry thanked him for the call and indicated that he, too, was looking forward to the race. And Senator Kerry indicated that he hoped that the two men could keep it to the issue. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're looking forward to, and we're looking forward to this this race ahead.
And how long did this era of good feelings last, Scott?
Well, it was a brief call tonight, and hopefully that spirit of keeping it to the issues will last through November 2nd.
What are the issues as the Republicans see it? What are you guys running on, and what is it that's lacking in Senator Kerry as a potential president?
Well, certainly what we will be talking about is how President Bush has provided steady leadership in these times of historic change. He has an optimistic vision for the future, and steady leadership requires making principled decisions based on what's important to the American people. And we'll be talking with voters about how President Bush provides a different choice, a very clear choice, versus Senator Kerry's positions, which we feel are wrong on the two most important issues of the day. And those are his advocacy of policies that would raise taxes and have more regulation and derail our economic recovery, and his stance on defense issues that we believe would weaken our ability to win the war on terror.
Well, nobody is going to alter the president's economic policies to take effect before November, so aren't you counting on some pickup in jobs in order to run on the success of the president's program?
Well, certainly President Bush will not be satisfied until every American who wants to find a job can do so. You know, his leadership has led to an economy that is coming out of a recession that he inherited. We, of course, had the attacks of 9/11 and the corporate scandals, and the fact that we've had two wars has also had an impact on the economy. But President Bush is leading the way to strengthen this economy. We're not going to be satisfied until we're creating more new jobs, and he's got a six-point plan to do that. And we look forward to talking about that.
You've mentioned two classic guns and butter issues there. You didn't mention social issues. The president announced his support of the constitutional amendment to define marriage. Should we be hearing about that a lot between now and November, or is that on the back burner?
Well, I would say that certainly there are many important issues that will come before the nation between now and November 2nd. That is an issue that President Bush feels very strongly about. It's one that he's made this decision based on principle, and it's something that he does feel strongly that we should protect the sanctity of marriage. And certainly, as we go forward in this campaign, there will be discussions on many issues, and we look forward to talking about the clear choice that voters have.
Should we assume, by the way, that the talk and that phone conversation about a discussion of the issues means that we can expect several debates between the president and Senator Kerry, assuming he's the candidate?
Well, I think the president, with his speech last Monday to the Republican Governors Association, took his first step into that debate, and we look forward to
I mean one-on-one debates between the candidates.
I think that's something that we can probably expect. We're a long ways away from making those plans, but certainly that's something that has happened in the past, and President Bush very much enjoyed the debates in the 2000 election.
Mr. Stenzel, thank you very much for talking
Thank you.
Scott Stenzel, who is press secretary for the Bush-Cheney campaign.